Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Larry Jacob, and welcome once again to Education Talk Radio. Today is March 8th, 2011, and I wanted to follow up on yesterday's show. We had a great show yesterday with Nancy Sindelar, who wrote a terrific book, which is, I hardly recommend this book for you, because it says Assessment-Powered Teaching is the name of the book, but it could also be called Assessment-Powered Learning, because if you learn how to harness the power of testing in your classroom, you're going to be that much better of a teacher, and it means your kids are going to learn that much more. And I wanted to follow that show up today, so we scheduled in the man who knows an awful lot about how to make assessments work quickly, simply, easily, on a quick, immediate, day-to-day basis in the classroom, and that's my friend Doug Spaulding, who's the K-12 National Sales Director at Apperson Educational Products. And I'm going to ask Doug in a second when he comes on if he's, I think he might be from Seattle, but I think Apperson is in L.A., and I'm going to find out about that. But you can find out for yourself at Apperson, APPERSONEDU.com. I suggest you go over there and poke around, because you're going to find some really interesting stuff. Today we're going to be talking about how to get usable test data quickly, efficiently, and affordably in school districts K-12 across the whole country. Private schools, parochial schools, charter schools, public schools, whatever. This is good stuff. And when we bring on a sales director onto the show, we bring them on for a specific reason. They are the people, A, who direct salespeople to call on the schools, but they do a lot of the calling themselves. They hear what the educators have to say about the product and how it works, and they're the ones who filter information back. They talk to the administrators, they listen, and they create the product that makes sense. And so the salespeople in the industry, to me, are invaluable in terms of what they bring to the table when we're talking. If you're listening now, you know you're listening to Education Talk Radio. By the way, I'm Larry Jacobs, your host, as always. I hope you know that by now, for goodness sakes. And I want you to know that you can always listen live and first of all, listen live at www.blogtalkradio.com/edutalk. But if you do go to the archives or want to find out our schedule, it's at our radio blog, which is www.educationtalkradio.wordpress.com. That's the best place to go. And you'll have my email address. You can contact me, et cetera. Doug, are you on the line with us?
Yeah, Larry, I'm here.
Good to see you, pal. How are you?
Hey, doing great today.
That is good. That is good. And I have to ask a question, because I just noticed that as I was looking at the sheet you sent me. Are you – the company's in L.A., right? That's right outside of L.A. Am I correct?
Yes. The corporate headquarters are in Cerritos, California.
And you wrote on the sheet that you're – are you located – do you live in Seattle?
Yeah. I live here in the wonderful gray atmosphere of Seattle.
I did not know that. I thought you were down in L.A. I like L.A., but I love Seattle, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, it's a glorious place, especially in the summertime, but this time of the year we just have, spring gray and winter gray, so.
Well, I know that, but it never gets so cold there that that's freezing like here all the time in Massachusetts for long periods of time. I just think it's a wonderful city, and I love standing there and at the Pike Street Market and looking at the boats and seeing all the stuff and watching them throw fish around. It's just great. I envy you, my friend. I do indeed.
Well, you'll like this one, because Boston is my adopted East Coast hometown. I really love Boston as well. Go down to the market and wander around down there. And yes, it is cold in the winter, but we all need a little change of climate.
Well, Doug, on that note, I suggest that you take over my house here in the Boston area, and I'll go out and take over yours in Seattle, and maybe we'll both be a lot happier. What do you think?
Well, I guess it could be possible. I guess it just depends on what time of the year it is.
Well put, my friend. And you're always welcome here. Before we talk about the usable test data and all that sort of stuff, I just want to make the point, because we had talked prior to the show, both you and I are going to see each other. You're going to be at the National Science Teachers Association show later this week in San Francisco. Am I correct?
Yes, we are. We've exhibited at this conference for several years, and I think it's going to be another good one. The NSTA folks do an outstanding job with their conferences, and if your listeners have never been to one, that's a great science conference to go to.
Do you have your booth number memorized offhand? Do you know?
Oh, now you're asking me to do all kinds
of
things.
Yeah, I know. I figured I would ask you one you couldn't answer, for goodness sakes.
Oh, no,
okay.
I've got the answer.
It's Apperson, Apperson. If you're going to NSTA, I do hope you stop by their booth. And actually, that's going to come up a little bit later as well, as Doug and I, when I asked Doug, why are you going to NSTA, he gave me this reason, and I was just amazed. So let's go down to our topic here for a second, and we'll get back to NSTA, and I'll see you there, Doug. But let's go over here. We wanted to talk about how to get – and this is comes out of Nancy Sindelar's show yesterday. We were talking about getting usable test data quickly and efficiently and affordably, okay? And I know she uses the Apperson products, and she's written this tremendous book called Assessment Powered Teaching that talks about how to harness the power of testing. So let's start over with a simple question. Apperson. Okay, tell me about Apperson and how they get started in the education community and how's the company grown over the course of time. A little history never hurts.
Okay. Well, Apperson is a family-owned corporation. The company was started in 1955 by Paul Apperson. And for many, many years, we operated as just a standard printing company. We specialized in some specific industries such as import-export, credit unions, some other areas. And like most printers in that era, it was a real boom as far as computers and all of that, so the market expanded very, very quickly. And then in the late 90s, there was a big change in the education market. Some specific patents expired for some of the leaders in OMR technology, such as NCS and Scantron. And so we entered into the market simply at the request of a customer to print some answer sheets for them. And once we started, we realized that, hey, this was a part of the market we had never looked at. So we kind of moved forward from there.
Okay. So let me see if I understand this. You started by doing printing of answer sheets that could be used on a Scantron machine. Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct. Their patents had expired, and one of the things we looked at was a way to help save schools and districts some money and give them a quality product at a reasonable price. And apparently those products over the years had become less and less reasonable, and so we moved into that marketplace and found that it was a real good niche for us. It worked very, very well, and we could provide the schools and the districts with a quality product and yet save them some budget dollars. And I've never heard an educator yet that didn't like to save some of those budget dollars.
You got that right, especially this. If you haven't heard it yet, wait for the next few years. They're really going to love you. They'll put up a statue. Be careful. Pigeons may already start resting on your shoulders as you walk down the street, Doug Spaulding. And Doug, by the way, is the K-12 National Sales Director at Apperson. You guys don't, but you started with paper. But you actually now produce the product, the machines, right?
Correct. It was interesting. After we had started producing answer sheets and had a line of stock answer sheets we were selling, I remember being in a product meeting, and we were talking about what's our next step, what are we going to do, and Bill Apperson, who is the son of the founder and is the chairman of the board now, at the time was in the meeting, and he was looking at some of the other
scanners. Let me help you there, Doug. Let me help you there, Doug, and also one of the finest looking men you've ever met in your life. Am I correct?
Well, of course. His office is across the hall.
Yes.
But anyway, we were sitting in this meeting, and he announced to the meeting, he says, well, I think I can build one of those. And we all kind of looked at each other. You know, nobody was brave enough to break into a full laugh at that point. But, you know, we said, okay, sure, Bill. Well, 2 weeks later, he came back with a prototype that he had built.
Is he an engineer?
He has a degree in computer programming and computer design.
Wow.
And so that was the first scanner that was ever built, and he now holds several patents and has produced a lot of test scoring equipment with the same concept in mind. We want to produce a quality product, but we want to do it at a reasonable price. And that's always kind of been the mantra of giving a good value and a good product.
Okay. So we've got the machine now, okay? We've got the paper now. And you guys have developed, because I've read up with you about the Data Link software, there's something, tell me about that.
Well, the idea was that now we have a scanner that can read the answer sheets, but in the late 90s, it was very apparent that the education industry as a whole was going to start looking at test data more and more. We had to be able to give teachers this information in a timely manner so that they could now make some decisions on what do I do next. And so part of the development of the equipment was that it had to be able to link to a computer. And that
right.
was the beginning of DataLink. And DataLink software initially was just that. It was a little program that allowed you to hook the scanner to a computer and it would capture all of the data. Well, today that has since changed to now it is a pretty powerful piece of software in that it still hooks to the computer for your scanner, but it also gives you state standards. You can go to our server and download state standards so you can attach questions and align them to the state standard. You can do an item analysis and get a complete analysis of the test to see how the students did question by question, response by response. You can also do proficiency reports for both students and class against those state standards. And so there's a lot of flexibility, and we even incorporated the ability to convert the data with a one-button click into an Excel file. And with that, then it would give you a tabbed file, which would show all of those reports and the raw data. So now by scanning answer sheets, which teachers have done for many, many years, and correcting tests, they can now capture this data, and now they have a tool that they can use to make a lot of decisions in the classroom.
And the reason I just chuckled there a minute ago, when I was a teacher and I taught history, which had a zillion true and false questions, you know what a history exam looks like.
You bet.
And I was just thinking that the last thought in our mind when we were teaching was correlating the data, making the data actually have some impact beyond the grade. And one of the things that I want to keep bringing this back here that Nancy was talking about, Nancy Sindelar, who wrote Assessment Powered Teaching, she was our guest yesterday. Mm-hmm. And her show, by the way, is up on our website at educationtalkradio.wordpress.com. If anyone wants to listen that didn't listen yesterday, I hope they do. Just click on the link that announces about Nancy's show. And, we mark just for the sake of the grade. But her point is, and your products allow people to go a lot deeper than just the grade, because the grade only implies one level of what we need to know of what the test information can give us. And as Nancy and I were talking yesterday, if I may go on for a second, Doug, okay, we were talking about the fact that the teachers have to sometimes, now they might have to reteach. And my answer to her was that, well, you're really just teaching, because if the learning hasn't been done, you have to teach it so there is learning done. The emphasis has to be on learning, not teaching. And that is a lot of what this data gives you. It allows you to see the full spectrum of what your class is doing. And if I may, you could even break it down, and I don't mean this to sound, by level lines, by... Well, what else? What are the breakdowns the teachers use, Doug?
Well, you know, they'll look at...
And pardon me for going on and on. It's just I find this thing so fascinating, because a test is not just a test. At least it shouldn't be. So that's the point I'm making here.
Yeah, correct. One of the key factors that they have to look at is, how did they answer the questions? And if they got them correct, then, okay, some learning has taken place. But if they didn't get them correct, what answers are they picking? Are they picking the distractors so they kind of knew what the answer was, but they really didn't understand the concept? Or, is it something that, maybe in a unit that they just didn't understand? And so the big key to this is now after I give the test and I get that grade, if you will, I now have some data that will allow me to look and say, what do they understand? What don't they understand? And now what is my next step? What is my lesson plan going to be going forward, as opposed to just saying, okay, well, we finished that unit, move on to the next, because that's not where learning takes place. I've got to understand
exactly,
the data.
It's exactly right. And I have to say, I'm going to repeat a lot of what I talked to Nancy about yesterday, but it's so appropriate to talking to you. You can't move on and assume that the kids are going to understand the next thing down the line, particularly in math or science, without making sure that they understand what's there already. And a kid getting a 50 in a test or out of 100, I don't care if the rest of the class passed, it's not good enough. They have to learn more. You have to be able to understand what the test results give you. I mean, this is what these machines allow. It's incredible.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things, you know, you could be a proponent or an advocate for No Child Left Behind, or you can, you know, really not like the concept. But the reality is that, you know, just like you said, if all of the class but one student, you know, pass the test and you move on to the next unit, that one student gets left behind. Because they
right,
can't grasp the new material.
A lot of classes, and you got a mess on your hands 5 years down the line in the school district.
Exactly, and yet, in fairness to the teachers, you know, they need that data right now. And a lot of the early products that came out of the No Child Left Behind information and all the products that followed after that were something where you would send it in, and maybe the district would process it, and they'd give you the answer back 6 to 8 weeks later. Well, as a classroom instructor, that does me absolutely no good, because
right.
What am I supposed to do? Wait for 8 weeks to teach anything till you tell me if they understand this? No, hardly. I'm going to move on, and that's where this kind of a program is so nice, because I can score the tests, you know, the last period of the day after all my students have taken it, and by tomorrow morning, I have a good idea of what they understood and what they didn't understand.
So it's so important. I mean, we're talking, let me just reintroduce you, Doug. We're talking to Doug Spaulding, who's the K-12 National Sales Director at Apperson Educational Products, which is located just outside of Los Angeles, and you can learn all about them, which you should, at Apperson, APPERSON, AppersonEDU.com. And we're talking about getting usable test data quickly and efficiently, and you know, we're going to talk about this in a second, affordably, with the districts. And Doug, you go out there all the time and you're talking to administrators and teachers, et cetera. You'll be at the NSTA later on this week in San Francisco. What are the questions that the teachers usually ask you? Let's start there. What questions are the most common the teachers ask?
Well, currently, you know, there's a real focus on the data, and that's the real key. First thing that I get asked most of the time is, you know, can we capture this data? Can we store it and retrieve it in some fashion after we scan these tests? Because what I hear, and it just amazes me, is that there are a lot of teachers out there that are giving tests, and in order to get some usable data, after they scan them through whatever test scoring equipment they may be using, they take it and physically enter it into an Excel spreadsheet. And
wow.
if you're a middle school or high school teacher and you have 5 or 6 classes that you teach, you could have 150, 180 students. And now you're creating spreadsheets for every single student, entering every single response. And yet, you know, the instructors need that data. And so they're looking for a way they can capture that data with not a lot of extra effort and at a reasonable price. You know, that's always a consideration. What's it going to cost us? Not only for the initial investment in the equipment, but on an ongoing basis, what's the cost going to be? So I think those are real key factors for all the teachers. And I think that's why when we developed our program, you know, we, like I said earlier, had in mind that we always wanted to be a low-cost solution, if you will, but we also wanted to put our money where our mouth is, and we offer a 30-day trial. We'll give the school a machine, initial supply of answer sheets, and say, here, try it for a month. If you like it, buy it. If for whatever reason you don't, we'll even pay to ship it back to us. So it's truly a no-obligation trial for them to look at the equipment and make their own assessment, if you will.
Is 30 days enough time to really understand it?
Usually, yes. Part of it's the timing. You know, you want to make sure that, you know, they get it just about the time they're ready to test. But there's some flexibility with that as well. It's not like we're going to, you know, be at your door on day 30 and expect the equipment back. We're willing to work with the schools and make sure that they really make a good assessment. Because what we have learned, and you mentioned DataLink a little earlier, is the equipment isn't the primary consideration. The primary consideration is the DataLink software and what it will give me. And then once I determine, yes, this is the data I need, then the equipment I buy depends on my application, what my needs are, what my budgets are, and that's why we have a wide variety of pieces of equipment and different price points, so that is it going to be a classroom use, is it going to be a department use, is it going to be for the whole school, or maybe for the whole district, and each of those scenarios would have different equipment. So we really try not to sell equipment as much as here's the software and the data you'll receive. Now, what's going to work best for you?
What do the teachers, when they're done 30 days, what do the teachers have to say about it? And you hear that side too. What do the teachers say?
Well, I guess the best thing I can say is that our placement rate of 30-day trials consistently over the last 10 years has been between 85 and 90%. So 85 to 90% of the people that take a trial buy it. So that says a lot. And one of the things that we've started to do, which I think is just a lot of fun, is as we go to these conferences, we carry a video camera with us. And as our customers come up and talk about the product and how they like it and how they use it, we just say, can we take a quick video? And we started doing some video captures so that we can post on our website educators who come up to our booth and say, I use this, this is how I use it, and this is why we like it.
And, I have to ask you, you're going to the science teachers convention,
mm-hmm.
all right? And we had talked a little bit about this, but you also go, which you surprised me when you told me this, and I was thrilled to hear it. You go to the, I think, the teachers of math convention, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, NCTM, yes.
Yes, and to the social studies?
Yep, we go to social studies, we go to charter schools, we go to both the public and private schools. We go to, in fact, we're going to go to the National Catholic Educators Conference next month.
That's a good one. They're good friends of ours. They're on our show all the time. They're good people.
So, you know, we really find that there's a need for the product pretty much across the board. Everyone wants that data. They want it timely, and they want it to be relevant to what I need to know right now, not what happened
now,
weeks ago.
And the other thing they need to know, so the teachers, we're finding that the teachers love it. They're coming up to your booth. You got the videos to show that.
Mm-hmm.
All right? There's a 30-day free trial. All right? When administrators see this, what do they say about it? What could possibly, I can't even imagine what could possibly be even a objection to any of this. What's the objection? Is there any?
Objection might be, you know, that they're looking at some real high end online type of thing, and you know, unfortunately, you know, the online thing, everyone thinks, oh, that's the way to go. But the practical part of that is that there are very few schools in this country that have enough computers that they can sit their kids down and give every test on a computer. That's just the reality, that they don't have them. And so the paper and pencil format is important, not only because I can give tests quickly to all my students, but when they're going to take the SAT, the ACT, all of those kinds of tests, they're going to be paper-based. And so they really need that practice and ability to take those kinds of tests. But the administrators, surprisingly, in the last 4 years or so, we have seen a real push. We started to attend conferences like the National Association of Secondary School Principals, where it's just principals and assistant principals that are at the shows.
Right.
We go to the National Council for School Administrators, because we're starting to see superintendents of the smaller districts, medium-sized districts, in the larger districts, who may see an assistant superintendent, school principals, assistant principals. The first thing they want to know is, can I get the data? Can I get the reports? Why? Because the principal is being asked by whoever he reports to, the administrator or the assistant superintendent or superintendent, whoever he's reporting to, they want to see reports on how are your students doing? Are they progressing? And this product gives them that data that they can show what's happening. And so, you know, it kind of filters down in that the teachers can provide that data. But that's not the real reason it's the most important for the teachers. They're more into the formative part of it, of what do I do for these kids tomorrow to help them get on track, and who is on track and who isn't. That's really the teacher's concern. And I think that, you know, if I looked at it, that's where the two over the last 4 years have kind of come close together, in that both of them now want to see the data. The teachers need to see it so they know what to do with the students. The principals and administrators need to see the data so that they can see, are we making progress? Because, you know, that's the big key right now. You know, everyone's being held accountable for the progress these students are making or not making. And this is an inexpensive way to get that data. But the bottom line is, aside of all the reports, is are we helping our children? Are we helping the kids come out of school with enough education that they can be successful? And that's the real bottom line.
And you know, what you said a minute ago, and I don't know whether you say it normally, but you said, now, how can we help the kids tomorrow? And that's the key. If the learning isn't going on when the test is given, you need to know that instantaneously. You can't move on, because if you, and I know teachers are under time pressure and all that, but we have to move the emphasis from teachers to students, and the kids need to learn. You can't move on just because the time says it's time to finish this particular unit. You've got to make sure the kids learn. And instead of waiting a week for the answer or a month for the answer or whatever the case may be, and even if it's down to individual kids, you get the information tomorrow. You get the information tomorrow. That's the key to this, and it's harnessing the power of testing with immediate data results. I mean, it's so obvious and so, if I may, 21st century, Doug Spaulding, that, I mean, it's there. It's there. They got to take advantage of it. And, you know, I'm going to let you talk for a second because you mentioned affordability, and why don't you talk about that for a second? Let's concentrate on the Apperson products.
Yeah. Well, you know, the real key to for a teacher to be able to differentiate instruction is, you know, obviously to have all the results, but to have something that's affordable. And, you know, our product line starts as, we have a unit that they can put in, we sell mainly to elementary and middle schools, that starts at $595. That's the machine and the software. We have a middle school, high school, and college level machine, the Advantage, that sells for $845. And then we have an auto feed unit, the Benchmark, which is used in some bigger high schools and in the districts, that has an auto feed on it. And it's, excuse me, $1,595. But the nice thing about all these pieces of equipment is, number one, once you buy them, you own them. We're not going to require you to buy so much in supplies and things to keep it or anything like that, nor do we charge you inflated prices for the answer sheets so that you can keep this free machine.
Please say, do me a favor, say that again, will you?
Well,
I think, Doug, of my printer, which I will mention, my Lexmark printer, which I think cost me $30, and I put in so far $11 billion in printer in ink refills and cartridges.
Well,
yeah,
and
say that again, Doug.
Well, and the idea is that you buy the equipment, you own it, you're not going to pay prices for your answer sheets that are double or triple what they should be, so you can keep your free machine. We specifically designed it so you could buy a piece of equipment easily for under $1,000 that will work for the school. If you need a little bigger unit, now you're talking $1,600. But it comes with the software, and the software is licensed to each scanner, which means that once you buy a Grademaster, an Advantage, a Benchmark, now that software is available for every teacher in the school, and we don't charge a user fee per teacher nor a user fee per student. You buy the machine, you own the machine, you have the software, plus all of the upgrades on the software as they come along. And our last upgrade was a real big one. We added to all the reports that we already had the ability to go into our server and download your state standards, and we keep them current, and then you can use that to attach those to questions so that I can do a proficiency report when I grade my tests to look and say, how proficient are my students in this subject matter as compared to the state standard. All of that's included and is updated at no additional charge. The only ongoing cost you have is the answer sheets, which you buy as you need, and those are priced currently at about half of the competition's price. So you're going to get a great quality product at a very reasonable price and something that's not going to kill your budget. It's going to save you some money, but it's going to give you the data you need today so that you can teach those kids tomorrow.
Well, and that key word tomorrow, I keep emphasizing that. It's harnessing the power of testing immediately so you don't move on before the kids know what you're talking about. Doug, just out of curiosity, how many scanners are out there in the universe these days from Apperson?
We currently have over 35,000 scanners in the U.S. and Canada. We do have some distributors in different parts of the world, but our primary emphasis is here in the U.S. and in Canada, and we're finding that the market is growing like crazy. We're about to release a new product that's going to come up here in the next couple of months that's going to add to our family of scanners. It's called the Sidekick. It's supposed to come out April 1st, and we're keeping our fingers crossed that we can hit all those deadlines. But it's going to be a nice product because it's designed to be a teacher-owned scanner. So it's a product that's priced so that the teacher could personally own it. Now it's my scanner. I have the data link software, and I can use it with my computer. I can throw it in my computer bag, take it home with me. Trying to give you dimensions here, it's maybe 5 inches across by 6 inches by about 2 inches high. So
April 1st, the Sidekick.
Yes, and that'll
That's
be
cool
a new
product.
Addition to our family of scanners.
What a cool product. I have to ask you a question. Now, you, Doug, you're K-12, the National Sales Director for Apperson. You call it all kinds of schools. We went down the list before, charter schools, parochial schools, public schools, rural schools, urban schools, suburban schools. You go right down that whole list. What kind of fit works best for these scanners? Have you discovered anything like that, or what's your thought?
I'm sorry, what kind of what works best?
What kind of what's the best fit for your scanners against the type of district or type of school it is?
Okay.
Is there any difference between any of them?
Typically, you know, it really depends on what they're trying to achieve. If, for example, you're looking for a machine in a high school for a science department, let's say, then you might pick the Advantage because it will do 100 questions in a single pass, whereas the Grademaster does 50. So we tend to sell Grademaster more to middle school and elementary because they give smaller tests and don't have as many questions.
Right.
If they're going to do district-wide assessments or assessments in a very large school, then the Benchmark is a great fit because it has that auto-feeder. It'll feed 3,000 sheets an hour. And for $1,600, a machine that'll work like that. In fact, we had one recently that we contacted the customer and we're talking with them, and they'd put 250,000 answer sheets through the machine in about 4 weeks. So it's a real workhorse. So we really don't try to do a one-size-fits-all. We want to talk to you more about the data and what you can get. And then after you decide that this is the reports we need, this is the information we want, now let's talk about how you're going to use it and what fits not only your school and your district but your budget. And we have a solution from, like I say, the new scanner, the Sidekick that's coming out, which will be a teacher scanner, which will be under $300, all the way up to the auto feed unit that's about $1,600.
Wow. Doug, you've enlightened me. You've enlightened me. It's incredible what's out there. I'm always fascinated by what's out there, for goodness sakes. So I can throw out my number two pencil, my red pencil. I can do that, can't I?
Well, you need the number two pencil because they've got to answer them, and unless you have those
magic... But the red one can go.
The red one can go. Unless you have those students that always bring a pencil, I suggest you keep the extras that you have because you're going to have students that need those.
Doug, you're going to be at NSDA this week at the Apperson booth, obviously. And
I will
be.
You're
going to be at NCTM,
yep.
Teachers of Math, which is coming up, and NCEA, the National Catholic Educational Association. Charter schools is coming. You going to California charter schools?
Yep. We're going to California, and we're also going to go to the national charter schools. I believe that's in Atlanta this year.
Yeah, we got a lot of shows coming up on charters. It's a hot topic these days. It's amazing. But let's not discount there's the standard public school, which has teachers doing a great job, as do all of them, for goodness sakes. And harnessing the power of testing, getting data quickly. You can reach Doug, and Doug's name is not, he had told me this, it's not like the baseball glove. It's Doug Spaulding, but it's S-P-A-U-L-D-I-N-G. Doug Spaulding, he's the K-12 National Sales Director. You can find out where he is at Apperson, A-P-P-R, A-P-P-E-R-S-O-N-E-D-U, AppersonEDU.com. Doug, you want to give your email out? Can I do that?
Sure. It's D Spaulding, again, that's S-P-A-U-L-D-I-N-G, at Apperson, A-P-P-E-R-S-O-N, print, P-R-I-N-T.com.
Great. Thanks, Doug. You'll come back on. I'll see you. I'm going out there. I'll see you at NSTA later this week.
Well, looking forward to seeing you, and we like all of our...
You can't miss me. You can't miss me. Ask your friend Abel over there. I look just like George Clooney.
Okay. I'll look for you, you know. And I'll call People Magazine as well and have them look for you as well so we can get you on the
cover.
Give
me $8. I'll pose with you at the booth.
Hey, sounds great.
Hey, thanks, Doug Spaulding. I'll talk to you again soon and later this week.
All right, thank you very much.
Be good. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Doug Spaulding, when you talk to a sales manager, as I said at the beginning of the show, you understand everything. All the questions that come in are the same questions you would ask. So you just visited with Doug Spaulding, the K-12 National Sales Director at Apperson Education Products. D. Spaulding, D-S-P-A-U-L-D-I-N-G, at Apperson Print, A-P-P-E-R-S-O-N, print, one word, .com, harnessing the power of testing, getting information, reliable information, broken down in any number of matrices, okay? It's just incredible the day after. I mean, Doug kept using the word tomorrow. You get information tomorrow, you're not gonna ever have to worry about leaving kids behind. You'll be able to pick up with it right on the bat. It's right off the bat. I hope you check their stuff out, appersonedu.com. I hope you buy Nancy Sindelar's book over at Corwin Publishing, which is Assessment Power Teaching, which just tells you how to harness the power of testing. And making it more than just a grade, really using it. Thank you so much, Doug Spaulding and Apperson and Nancy yesterday. We'll be back with you tomorrow. We got a good show tomorrow, like we did today. We have the National School Supply and Equipment Association, all those things that make a school. There's a whole association devoted to getting those out to teachers. And we're going to talk about what's hot out there in the marketplace and their upcoming convention, et cetera. This is Larry Jacobs. Thank you again, Apperson Education. I'll talk to you soon. Signing off now. You can always listen, by the way, if you missed any of the show, you can always listen at educationtalkradio.wordpress.com up on the web. You can always write me at edutalklarry, edutalklarry@gmail.com. I'm Larry Jacobs, Education Talk Radio. Thank you. Have a great day.